Let's talk about optimizing your website for conversions and the three-step process that we use to make it all happen. I'm Alex Burkett, and this is the Outdoor Alliances Podcast. Hey everyone, excited to be with you today to talk a little bit about marketing and one of my favorite things, which is website building, development, and just overall constructing a great website that's going to convert well and make you more money. So let's talk a little bit about how to really optimize your website so that it performs really well and that we can get our consumers, when they're visiting, to take specific actions and do what we want them to do. So I think it's important because, you know, I hear a lot of people sort of get this wrong, or intuitively they just don't understand it as well as they should, about what's the purpose of your website and what is it really for. You know, people think it's, you know, for your customers to come and find information, which is great. And we want people, if they're curious, they want to learn more information about your business, to find the answers that they're looking for through great content and just great material that you're putting out there. Yep, I'm in total agreement there that that's one solid purpose for your website. Somebody can learn about you from your website if they've never heard about you before. Maybe they found you on a directory site, or they're looking for something in your area, like a local restaurant or a local place to stay. And that's how you can, you know, visit a website and learn more about what that company offers and the services and products that they provide. Somebody may decide to make a website to build your own brand or just establish your own brand through your domain name and some of the your logos and your colors and some of the things you have on there. But really what I see a website for, and the number one reason why I would even consider spending money into marketing or spending money on a new website, is for that website to actually pay you, where somebody can go and make a reservation, or they can call you or take a specific action, and you to actually make a return on investment for the time and the money that you spend building it. So that's really where I see a shift in mindset, I think, would be helpful to just approach the conversation around websites a little bit differently. Think about if you're putting $1,000 into building out your new site, maybe you're hiring somebody, or maybe it's just time and the effort to build a new logo and get it how you really want. Think about that as really an investment, but that investment's got to pay you, right? Otherwise, it's not an investment. So really think about, that's what this whole conversation today is going to be about, is optimizing that your website for conversions so that we can get people to actually give you money. And so when we talk about a conversion, that's really a big word and a bigger term for getting somebody to do something or take an action on your website. Essentially, everything on your website should have a purpose. Whether it's to provide that information, to have visual content of your great campsites or the offerings that you have, to get people to engage with you and really understand what's going on, get more information about the pricing. Maybe they're downloading a brochure on your site, but actually getting them to stay a little bit and consume what you have to share. And then really the last piece of an action is the conversion piece. And really that's a call to action, getting them to actually take that action and do something that we want them to do. So a conversion might be having somebody come and visit your website. Then maybe they visit a couple pages, they get some information, and then they call you, right? That would be the conversion. The conversion would be right at the very end when they called you. You actually got them to take an action and do what we want them to do, which is that they got to talk with you if you're the park owner, or maybe somebody in your office and a staff member, and we got them to take that action. So those types of conversions, like a phone call, filling out a contact form, giving them your email address for a newsletter, having them make a reservation, these are all common examples that I see on a daily basis when I talk about a conversion. So really what we're going to talk about is our three-step process for looking at a website and what are we doing and how are we thinking about tailoring that to get more conversions down the road. So really, this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. We really need to figure out what specific call to action is going to be necessary on each page and, you know, maybe even on each park. If you're somebody that doesn't currently take online reservations, your conversions are not going to be getting somebody to go to an online reservations page, right? It's going to be different. By the way, highly recommend that you do take online reservations with some provider that's out there. There are a lot of great ones in the industry and a lot of people that do a really great service. So please look into that if you haven't already. But if you want to try and get people to call you more or get them to fill out a form, really you can just think about it differently about what action do I want them to take, and how am I leading them to actually do that? So it's, it really is not that one size fits all approach per park. You really got to figure out what works well for you. And so that's where this three-step process comes in, and we're going to, you know, go through them, you know, kind of quickly, just so you can get sort of a basic outline of how we think about this. It's really difficult to go into a lot of depth here because, like I said, the process is different, but I want to give you a framework and a place to start and sort of the basic process that we use so that it hopefully helps you if you're building this out or even just looking at your website and saying, how can I update it and really have my focus towards conversions. If, you know, my initial talk got you thinking about that and you're thinking, wow, my website really isn't built for that, this process is going to help you. So here's sort of my three quick tips or my three-step process for putting something in place. So step one is really going to be looking at your website and starting to understand the analytics if it's an existing site that's already built. So this is really where it's really helpful if you have something like Google Analytics already connected to your site, or even, you know, putting them into some tools that, that we have or that you can find online, where you can get the data on where people are going and how are they visiting your site and how are they using it. You know, if they are, your homepage is probably going to be the place where people are landing on most, right? It's the first page that most people visit when they come across your website. But what are the pages beyond that that are really driving a lot of traffic or that really are performing well? That's really where you can sort of get the framework first and understand where's the traffic coming from. You got to get a good grasp on how your site's currently performing so that you can update it later and figure out how do we make it better, or how do we take the pages that are not performing as well and make them perform better. Or if it's a new site, you're just really going to figure out where's your focus going to be on in the future. What pages do you want people to visit? Is it a specific type of campsite page that you have out there? Is it your rates page because you really want people to download your brochure that's got rate information, or you want them to give you a call and actually, you know, inquire about what your monthly camping rates are if you're a seasonal park? You know, those sorts of things are things that you got to be thinking about. And what are the pages with the most amount of value? You can't treat every single page on your website equally. They just don't get visited as much. There's not as much value there. You got to put your focus on the pages that are performing well and the pages that you want to be performing well. And so really, I ask myself three key questions when I look at understanding the analytics for a site. Where is the traffic coming from? Is it from social media? Is it from different types of directory pages or what we like to call referral traffic? Is it just inbound traffic where somebody's finding you on Google search? You know, they typed in campgrounds in Houston, Texas, and you showed up and they found your site. You know, where's the traffic coming from and what are ways that we can make it better as far as where we want it to be coming from? What landing pages are most important? And literally writing these things down, taking a piece of paper or, you know, opening up Google Docs and literally compiling this list. Okay, my number one source of traffic is coming from here. And then you list that out. My landing pages are these. These are the ones that are most important. They're generating the most amount of traffic and we think they're going to be providing us the most amount of conversions. List it out. And then the third question that I ask myself is, what action do I want people to take? And start compiling, and this sort of blends in with step two, but it's really compiling that list of stuff. You know, what are the conversions specifically that you want people to take? Literally writing them out. Okay, on my contact form, I want people to fill, or on my contact page, I want people to fill out my contact form. That's the number one, you know, conversion that I want to have happen. My overall conversion for the site that I really want people to focus on is getting people to actually go online and book a reservation. That's probably the one that's most important for a lot of you out there, but are your pages set up that way? Do people have to actually go digging to find how to even make a reservation? You should have a book now or a reserve now button available and visible on every single page of your website, either in the upper corner or somewhere on that page. There's got to be a way for people to do what you want them to do, which is give you money. So generating that list and figuring out, do I have a conversion or at least a call to action that'll lead to a conversion on every page, and writing that list. And really you can figure out, look at all the top landing pages, look at all the conversions that you want to implement and figure out, do they match? Do they sync up? Are they doing what I want them to do? And if they're not, that's really when you can go in and actually implement them. And so that really is step two, is generating that list, sort of syncing everything together, and then implementing it, adding buttons, adding the call buttons on your site, adding the reservation button, adding in any brochures, your contact forms. You're going to literally put all that out and figure out what needs to be added and either contact somebody and say, hey, I need this to be updated on my site. You can contact our firm, Outdoor Alliances, and we can do that for you. Or you can, if you are comfortable with building it yourself and you use a website builder, you go in and implement it and make sure that that option is just visible. We want every opportunity that somebody has on your site. We got to be trying to get them to do what we want them to do, which is give us money. And then step three for that process is really look at tracking and changing things as needed. So if you know you're, if all of a sudden you change things and you're getting way too many calls and your just staff is so burdened by it, you might want to start changing some of those things to online or conversions where people aren't involved as much. Sort of automate the process and take your staff and take you out of it. That would be my ideal recommendation. You know, we're all busy. We all have a ton of time is spent on other things besides, hopefully, just answering our guest complaints or guest questions. It's great if you're busy and you've got people calling in like that. But if possible, you want to lead them to an online process with your reservation system where they can help guide your customer along in that journey and get them to actually book and convert for you. Sort of those silent sellers, and that's really what your website is a silent seller. We want to get as much of that in place as we possibly can to take you out of it. So that's really where the tracking and changing component can be done over time. And you can look at, you know, am I receiving more reservations from my website? And there are things that you can do to implement and actually track and get the analytics moving forward and figure out what things are working, what things are not. And then really, it's just about figuring, you know, how do you get more traffic to some of these pages? And that's a whole sort of other conversation around SEO and what can be done to improve the traffic and the value of some of the pages that you have out there. But really here, we're talking about either an existing site or a new build out and doing the necessary things to optimize that site to get more conversions. So ultimately, just I'll leave you with the final thought and sort of a reminder circling all the way back from earlier. Remember why you build a website and what it's there for. You're investing the money to work with the firm or to take the time and build it yourself. And you got to start to look at this as an investment of your money, but that investment's got to pay you money back at some point. You need to get your website to a place where it's making you money and getting you more reservations. So when you look at how to optimize your site for conversions, just keep that in mind. And if you got to write that really big on that on a piece of paper as you're going through that three-step process, just sort of keep that on the top of your mind and, you know, have that inform your process as you're going through this. So look at the website and understand the analytics, generate your list and implement those things as needed, and then track and make changes moving forward. So that is my very simple, very quick three-step process for, you know, optimizing our website for more conversions. And that's the basic process that we use every time that we do a website build. And if you need help implementing something like this, and if you know that this is important and you want to get started, just reach out. There will be a link below to our contact form, again, leading you to try and get you to take an action. If you want to connect with me and talk about how we can do this for your site, we'd love to chat and be able to help. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show and looking forward to being back with you here later in the week for another great episode. Till next time.